Let Him First Wash an Ethiopian White. By Charles Simeon. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 23. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard its spots? Neither can you do good, who are accustomed to doing evil. Our nature is inherently sinful. Sin pervades all our faculties, whether of mind or body. Our understanding is blinded by sin. Our will is rendered perverse by sin. Our affections are made earthly and sensual by sin. Our conscience is stupefied by sin. Our memory is enfeebled with respect to everything truly good. By sin also is the whole of our body defiled. Paul, with a remarkable particularity, specifies the subjection of our several members to this evil principle, from head to foot, in Romans chapter 3, verses 12 to 15. Hence what the prophet speaks of the Jewish people may well be said of us. From the sole of the foot even to the top of the head, there is no soundness in us, only wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 6. The whole man is corrupt. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. Genesis 6, verse 5. All our members are instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 13. The scripture expressly says that in us, that is, in our flesh, dwells no good thing. Romans chapter 7, verse 18. We cannot so much as will what is good, and much less can we do it, unless God works within us to that end. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Nor have we a sufficiency to think even a good thought, unless it is put into our hearts by the only giver of all good. Sin receives assistance from everything around us. All that is in the world is summed up by the apostle under these three designations: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. And what are these but allies of the evil principle within us, giving it continually fresh scope for exercise, and soliciting it in every possible way to enslave our souls? Everything we see and everything we hear in the world has a tendency to draw us from God, to gratify our corrupt nature, and to give to the evil principle within us an advantage against us, to our destruction. Sin conceals its influence under subtle names. There is not an evil which the corrupt principle does not lead us to palliate by some gentle name, while on vital godliness, it invariably casts reproach. What will our corrupt principle not commend to us, under the idea of innocent amusement? What will it not sanction, under the terms of conviviality? Covetousness, worldliness, carnal ambition, yes, and profligacy itself, all lose their hateful qualities under the less offensive terms of harmless amusement and entertainment. Is it any wonder, then, that men are led captive by sin and Satan, and that vital godliness is in so great a degree banished from the world? If any man thinks that of himself he can turn unto the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and truth, let him first wash an Ethiopian white, and then he may hope to accomplish the task of converting his own soul, and of creating himself anew after the divine image, in righteousness and true holiness.